It's the news at one. This is Sean O'Rourke. The maiden voyage of Capital Radio, the country's first legal commercial station, has been a bumpy one, with the Minister for Communications, Ray Burke, appearing to disagree with the new station about when Capital will have to devote 20% of its airtime to news and current affairs. That's the minimum requirement under the legislation under which the station was set up. More about that later, but first, Joe Little went along this morning to hear how the new Capital Radio sounded.
In the Barclay Court Hotel in Dublin at 8 o'clock this morning, the champagne glasses clinked, the crowds roared, and Capital Radio went on air.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ray Burke, the Minister for Justice and Communications, called it a historic moment.
It's the first time in the history of the state that we have a legal independent radio station on air. And this to be followed right from now, right through the autumn, with the remainder of the stations right around the country. And it is a great day, and I'm personally very pleased. It's the completion of a phase in my life, and I'm delighted with it.
The first voice on air was that of DJ Scott Williams. How did he feel?
Very nerve-wracking.
What kind of image do you think the first few minutes are going to create of Capital Radio?
The first few minutes, obviously, there's a lot of formalities to be gone through, first of all, as we start the radio station off. But I think, say, the first half an hour should give people a fair indication of what we're about. We're bright and fast, we're exciting. We're 15 to 35.
And where will you be based?
Stephen's Green Centre. We're in a temporary situation at the moment. And hopefully, by the end of October, we can move down to the third floor to custom-built headquarters there, on the top of the Green, overlooking Stephen's Green itself. You can actually throw the bread down to the ducks out the window. It's a great spot.
But it's not all roses. There's a problem about how much news and current affairs Capital must broadcast. The station says it doesn't have enough room at St. Stephen's Green to provide the 4¾ hours of news and current affairs, which the new broadcasting law requires of it every 24 hours. So the station's asked the Independent Radio and Television Commission for a temporary relaxation, allowing it to provide what news and current affairs it can from existing facilities. I asked Jim Aiken, Capital's chief executive, how he responded to criticisms of this relaxation in news content.
Our submission stated that we would build to 20% in 18 months. We will keep that promise. We could never have gone on air and had 20% from day one. In the submission we made, we pointed out that we would go on air with news, an element of current affairs, and we would build to 20% over 18 months. We've been given an additional month on that. It's a new industry. We are starting greenfield situation. We're starting commercial radio legally has never existed in Ireland before. We are starting it under rules and regulations, and in our submission we said we would build to 20%, and that we would have that all in place in 18 months from a day one situation where we will have possibly 20% of current affairs within the time we're doing news until we have 20% over 24 hours.
Jim Aiken. But did Ray Burke agree Capital had been given a derogation from the requirement to devote 20% of its airtime to news and current affairs?
There is no derogation, and it would be totally illegal for the IRTC to give a derogation. They have to meet their 20% news and current affairs. I clarified that yesterday with the Commission, and again this morning when I came into this hotel at the launch of the of Capital, that they must meet their 20% news and current affairs. That's the rule, that's what was set down in the legislation, and nobody has any powers to give a derogation.
And Jim Aiken has said on this programme that he will meet that in 18 months, 19 months' time. Is that sufficient?
He must meet it straight away as far as I'm concerned.
Capital Radio, 5 hours and 20 minutes old. Good luck to them all.